What up, y'all? It's your boy Kevin on stage, and I want to tell you about Black Married and Debt Free. Okay, they're a couple that paid off $110,000 in debt in 2017, and now they want to educate and inspire millennial couples to do the same. So, what I want y'all to do is subscribe to their page. Go on YouTube, go on Instagram, and get the following going at Black Married Debt Free. It's everywhere, all right? So, if y'all don't want to be broke no more, you want to be debt free in victory. Then go follow them, Google them, look them up, and see what they're talking about, because don't nobody want to be broke. You feel me?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and you are welcomed to another episode of the Quick Cast powered by Black Married and Debt Free. Man, if you've been enjoying these Quick Casts, do me a huge favor and give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're checking us out. We really appreciate it. But man, I'm interested to get into this next topic, and I definitely want to hear what you all think. I want to get y'all's feedback on this, because based on a study from Business Insider, Gen Z are shaking things up in the workforce. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to just kind of go through this story, and then I'm going to give you my thoughts and opinions on it. And then I want you to do the same in the comment section. I mean, we're interactive, we're family. That's what we do. So check this out. We're going to meet the typical Gen Z worker who is quitting their job for a better one, but probably regretting it later. This is interesting. So the typical Gen Zer is entering the workforce on their own terms, demanding change and with a new sense of boldness not seen in previous generations. Now, we know every generation kind of wants to shake things up, right? Now, Gen Z is the age group right below Shire and my age group. Shout out to the Gen Zers following the Black Married Debt Free podcast. We truly appreciate you following Black Married Debt Free in general. Thank you. So that is anyone from ages 9 to 24, right? And so they have their own outlook on things. And so we want to give room to that, and we want to analyze it. And then, you know, we definitely want to talk about it. So they want to shake things up in the workforce. And that's because Gen Z is, according to this article, disillusioned with the current working environment. Some are even taking to social media to reject the notion of work at all. The anti-work movement is driving many to quit their jobs, but most are just finding a better one, as the typical Gen Z worker is leading the way in the unprecedented job hopping of the labor market. We talked on one of our podcasts about the Great Recession and how Shira, you know, left one job in pursuit of a better situation. So it seems like Gen Z is doing a lot of the same. Sometimes, you know, they're going from one job to the next, and sometimes they're just finding a different solution to work in general. So let's dig more into this. One of the factors driving the quits is being forced to give up work from home. So we know that work from home was implemented during the pandemic, and now the big men and the big office upstairs want everybody back. See Elon Musk, who wants all his workers to come back. And if they don't come back, he's going to consider it that they have resigned. So, yeah, that's a big issue for many people who, shoot, man, have figured out a way to work from home and to be successful and to meet, you know, the company benchmarks. And really, they've shown that, hey, why do we have to be in this building? Why do we have to commute, fight traffic when we can work from home? You know, so a lot of Gen Zers want that flexibility, and I'm here for it. I get it. I understand it. So because of that, a lot of them are saying, hey, man, you know, I'm done. I'm done with working. Now, what I want to say is I hope that this isn't driven by, you know, too driven by social media, because in this day and age, you know, especially in our space, you see so many people pushing for entrepreneurship, which is great. And I think it's much needed. But I think that both sides of that need to be shown that, man, it is hard work, you know, and not everyone is going to be successful in entrepreneurship. So as long as you're quitting your job to be an entrepreneur, but doing it knowing, you know, all of that and still deciding, hey, I want this, something I want to do. Cool. But I hope people just aren't quitting their jobs because they see others quitting their jobs. And in this era that's driven by social media, a lot of times people are doing things because they see others doing them. You know, remember when we were kids, what did your parents tell you? If everybody jump off a bridge, you going to jump off a bridge? Well, the same applies here. You know, as long as you understand the risks involved with quitting one job and either going to another one or looking for another one, or quitting your job and going into full-time entrepreneurship, as long as you know the risks and that's something you want to do, to me, more power to you. Do your thing. I wish you the best. But I just, you know, I get a little worried when I see stuff like that, because it's like, when you get, the more years you get in this thing called life, you start to understand things a little bit better. And I think like Gen Z, which are still fresh, which are still learning a lot of things, there's benefits to being naive on things. But then there's also some bad that could come from that too, because if you've been through less, you have less experiences, you know, it kind of may cause you to be slightly more irrational, but some may say that's a good thing. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much the article I wanted to break down from Business Insider. Now, I really want to hear from you. I want to know, what do you think? Are you in Generation Z? And if so, what are your thoughts on, you know, this great resignation, you know, that's going on? What are your thoughts on traditional work as opposed to working for yourself in some type of entrepreneurial capacity? And if you're not a Gen Z, man, I want to hear what you got on this topic as well. So let us know down in the comment section. Once again, we hope you enjoyed this quick cast. And if you did, let us know. We're going to holler at y'all on the next one. Peace.